Well, I think one of the things I really took away from both Kip Cullors and Randy Dowdy today, and also other successful growers I've worked with, is they're constantly looking to change. And they're constantly looking for new innovative practices. They're researching them on their own farm. They're truly students of their trade. And they spend a lot of time out in the fields scouting and understanding what's working and what's not working. You know, the advice I always give is first and foremost, do that on your own farm, because that's really how you're going to learn what works and what doesn't work in your environment. But as we kind of look at some guidelines and some guidance to help think about what strategies to look at, you know, obviously we're coming off what was an extremely challenging year in 2012. And although it was challenging, there were still some things to learn out of 2012. But we're heading into 2013. I've got a little bit more of a positive outlook. We've started to get some moisture. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that we get things going in the right direction. But really, when I look at it, it's about getting a plan in place, making sure you've got your fertility management programs in place correctly. And you know, we continue to grow higher and higher yielding crops, we're going to pull more and more fertility out of that soil. Making sure you get your nitrogen timings and applications right in corn. You're preventing weeds, preventing diseases, preventing insects. Anytime you get those things competing with your corn crop, it's a loss for you. And as I always say, you can't take a brown leaf and turn it back green. Once it's brown, it's brown. So those are some things I would think about. But also you can think about some of the more simple practices in your operation, you know, like making sure we till the soil when it's supposed to be tilled. We don't go out and get out there in some wet conditions. I look at 2012 and we had some tough, we had extremely dry early season planting conditions. And I walked several fields that maybe we weren't jumping off the planter and checking planting depth constantly. And sometimes in some of these fields we needed to be planting 2.5 to 3 inches deep to get it into moisture, and if we weren't doing that, or we weren't getting off and checking to make sure it was in moisture, it led to some uneven emergence in some areas. That's yield that's lost. So there's a lot of things, but I think it comes down to being proactive and thinking ahead before and putting a plan in place before you get into the tractor.
How much preventative is it? What do we need to do ahead of time, whether it's looking at new technologies, new modes of actions to prevent challenges and keeping us maybe one step ahead of problematic issues in the field?
Yeah, well, and you know, you don't have to look any further than weed management to find that there's a lot of issues that continue to move across the Midwest. They've come through Illinois and they're moving into Indiana as well. You know, when we look at glyphosate resistance and weeds like water hemp and mare's tail, we have to be proactive. And 2012, you know, with all the problems we did have, it was another year. It was also a year where we struggled with weed management, and the drought caused issues in controlling some of those weeds. And so we built up the seed bank again. And so we've got to be proactive in incorporating more sites of action into our program, multiple application timings, residual products, and you know, same sort of mindset when we think about other pests like diseases and insects. You know, preventative, multiple modes of action is the strategy that we're after.
We look at 2012. We obviously don't throw it out. You mentioned there are lessons to be learned from it. What are some of those keys that we can take as we prepare to plant and get into the 2013 growing season? Because it's just around the corner.
Yep. And you know, I've done several meetings, and one of the questions I always like to ask is the growers that I meet with is, what did you guys learn in 2012? And a lot of guys just shake their head and say, I didn't learn anything. It was a drought, we burn up, I didn't learn anything. And I would really disagree with that. Because in the fields that I walked and some of the research that I was conducting myself, well, we were learning a lot of things about making sure we managed residue properly. Residue management was a critical aspect in getting that planting depth right that I kind of talked about earlier. And planting depth, I mean, so critical to make sure that's properly done, because we need that crop to emerge evenly at the start of the season. You know, there's just a lot of factors and a lot of things that we need to make sure we get right early in the season. And sometimes my advice is, you know, be patient, slow down. We don't always have to go at 100 miles an hour, and make sure we get things done right.
So we're looking at 2013 and looking at ways to get the most out of every acre. And at this point, I think guys have to look at it from that way and from a bottom line perspective too. I mean, don't they?
Yes, you know, it's sometimes hard to get the last year out of your mind. So I'm guilty of it myself. When I think about our home farm, that boy, 2012 was bad, and 2013 is probably gonna be the same way. But we really cannot think that way. Because we're never going to, the change that I talked about, it's never going to happen if we don't start looking at new innovations, new strategies, incorporate some of these new concepts, and that's really what's going to take us to the next level and help push us forward and put 2012 behind you, and hopefully we can get some moisture here in 2013 and things will be a little different.